It's the Tiltcast, episode 203, Muscle Control.
Gotta absolute film now.
And this week, we talk about some more WWE Supercard.
Supercard.
Always, Dark Souls.
Dark Souls.
Borderlands, the pre-sequel. Minecraft.
Minecraft.
Civ Beyond Earth. And we also have some great discussion this week, so stay tuned.
Clickety-clickety-click-click. Clickety-click.
Welcome back.
Clickety-click.
Woo!
Which one's one of you two?
Did you actually click the button?
Yes, I clicked the button.
Then you're modding, sir.
Oh, no, you're modding. M-O-D. Don't. You
Hello.
And me.
This is, this is the Tiltcast.
Welcome back!
We have a people.
Hey, beautiful people.
There's
I love
people
you.
Around table.
I love you, people. All right, so
would
for us
you,
to
would care, would you
how
like
are you
to
have control if you can't mod? That
would
makes
you
no
like
sense.
To introduce yourself?
All
right, so
to my right.
Am I your left? You're my left. Oh, I am your right. Hello, everybody.
This is my right arm.
Oh, it's a sexy right arm. Too.
I know it is.
I think it would look right. Great around my left arm. We could walk into the sunset.
This is Earl.
Hello, everybody.
Across from me is.
What up, guys? I'm Nas.
All right, and to my left.
What's up? It's Jason.
And people are eating pizza.
I am not. I have to get home to have the
I have
cereal
myself
supper.
A wonderful QT Classic Club in its plastic. Yes, of course.
Well, the only thing I have in my mini bag of tricks that might resemble anything that looks delicious is a fruit punch Kickstart. That's all I got.
Oh,
we got
like
three flavors
one.
Of Kickstart here at the table.
Oh my god. Hold on.
Look at that.
Triangle of Kickstart. You got a bait. Hey, kitty. Hey, Sonny. Baseball. Knock them all over. Win yourself a prize. Come on. You look like an agile young lad. Come on.
Go right
for
now.
It.
I don't know about it.
As he stares at Justin, who has a Pete.
Man. You know what? I really want to apply next year. I want to work for the Tulsa State Fair. I want to be that clown.
You want to
that
be
I hated when I was younger. That just heckles people. You're like, come on, Sonny, throw the ball. You throw like a girl.
I think he would
tell
actually
you what,
look
if
good.
You want to practice, I'll be there any day.
Your mom throws better. I didn't have the best looking teeth when I was younger. These always make fun of my teeth. Snaggle tooth. They used to infuriate me, and I could never hit the damn target. And they'd always laugh. What's your name? And I always be like, it's Earl. Because I was an idiot. It's like, oh, Earl throws like a girl.
Oh, shit.
I hate those clowns. But now I'm older and I want to be one. Because I want to heckle the kids.
You want to be a clown.
I want to heckle kids. The person that's sitting there and makes people throw the balls. I would love to heckle children. I'm going to get old and senile and I can just yell them to get
off
my lawn.
No. Let's clearly define this. He wants to heckle children who aren't his own.
That's true. That is true. I do like heckling my children every once in a while. I get in trouble by my
Hey, every family. Once in a while, that's your
called,
kids deserve it.
That's called
I'm just saying. It doesn't matter how good your kid is. Eventually, they mess up and it's heckle time.
I do
just
like
saying.
To heckle my children.
Just saying.
But then my daughter what cries and I feel bad.
What doesn't completely scar them just makes them stronger.
It's true.
Yeah. Unless you're me. I become the fucking Hulk when somebody heckles me.
What's up, Tub-a-Tub?
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, look at you smoking on that.
I know what you.
Cancer.
I know what you know what a Stone Cold Stunner is.
You don't know nothing.
Have you ever had a Stone Cold Stunner done to you?
Yes. Stone Cold what?
Stone Cold Stunner.
He brought up wrestling this time. I did.
That's so. Right. Whenever Earl's here, it's gotta happen.
You gotta have wrestling.
God, I love wrestling.
What's a Stone Cold?
Stone Cold Stunner was a move that Steve Austin did, and basically you kick the dude in the belly or the chest, usually right here in the sternum. When they bend down. You grab them and you jump down, and then their chin is supposed to hit right
there.
Yeah,
you turn
around.
Yeah,
you grab
their
neck
head.
And you fall down, and their chin is supposed to hit your shoulder right here, and then they pop up and they usually do a nice little flip. It's nice.
And normally, thrash around.
Arn Anderson made that move, I believe it was. I believe it was Arn Anderson.
That seems like that'd be really difficult to fake.
The first time Vince McMahon ever sold it, he sold it so horrible, but he did a lot of. shake move, which made it funny. And also, Vince was the man whenever Stone Cold did the infamous beer bath. He was trying to get up on the ring and kept falling down, so he started swimming in the beer on the ring. Yeah, but Stone Cold... Now, Dolph Ziggler, however, did a Stone Cold stunner that he did it because he does the Fame-Master. Well, he jumped up, he kicked it, and then jumped up and did it, and it was amazing. It was really cool looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, that's Stone Cold stunner.
But no, it's actually fairly easy to fake because the guy behind you, they're actually landing on their knees, so as long as they have good muscle control, they can... Yeah.
Muscle control.
It all
makes a big difference.
All of that fake shit comes down to muscle control.
I was watching.
That's how I fake it too.
I was watching.
All right.
You are correct, sir. I was watching some interview on wrestling yesterday. On my phone, not during work, but on my phone.
Of course.
Yes, and they were talking about it, and the wrestler, whoever the wrestler was, I forget his name, but anyways, he was talking about when he was getting trained, and he said, they're like, today we're gonna learn how to punch. And it was like the guy was all, it was just this legend who was doing the training camp. He's like, all right, you come here. And he came up there, and he just said, bam, right between my eyes, just hit me. I fell to my knee, my eyes. He goes, now class, that's a real punch. Let me show you how you do a worker's punch. He was like, what the hell did I do? He said, you just clocked me right between the eyes. He's like, don't ever volunteer if you're in training. Don't. If someone says you, like, oh, I'm cool. I'm good. Thanks.
I'm here to learn.
Yeah, I know, right?
Here we go. Stone Cold.
Mm-hmm. I just came to learn by seeing. It's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't.
I watch you do it to him.
I didn't want to participate.
And you point to the guy next to you.
Yeah.
Any volunteers? That guy.
What is it? There was an episode of, what was that thing called?
What?
The old show that if you made it, you got to be a wrestler. What was that show? Anyways,
American Gladiators? No.
WWE did it, and they had it for a while. That's like where the Miz won and stuff. And if you made it through the competition, you got a contract with WWE. But Triple H was there, and he was doing something like that. And the guy sold the move all kinds of wrong. He's like, you need to learn to sell a move, and your left nut's hanging out. You need to put that back in. That's funny. Here you go. So here, I'll show you a Stone Cold Stunner. Hold on. There's
nope.
Alright, here we go.
Nope.
Here we go.
Alright.
What are you showing us?
I'm going to show you the Stone Cold Stunner.
The left nut.
Here we go. Scott Hall. He does it to Scott. There he goes. See?
Oh, I gotcha. So he landed on his
knee. See, that's one of the better sell moves. And it's all about how you sell it. And he's going to do it. He's going to Stone Cold China. Back when she got plastic surgery. Oh, that girl just flipped him off. That was before she got the plastic surgery. I had the biggest crush on her.
Did she get boob implants or what?
No, she got skinny. Bam! See, that's what he was talking about. She hit her knees. Back in the Attitude Era, you could stun anybody. Guy, girl, didn't matter. There's Mick Foley as Dude Love. See, people sometimes sell them so horrible.
Well,
he mandible clawed him! Oh, Stone Cold again!
Well, let's face it, by then Mick Foley didn't have a whole lot of bounce left in him.
Dude Love, yeah, when he did Dude Love, he didn't have any. Oh, here comes Shawn. This is a really good one.
That's crazy as you remember a lot of these.
Mm-hmm. It's during one of the greatest eras ever. Number one will probably be Vince McMahon.
That is the worst prosthetic I've ever
seen.
This is
a real American. Prosthetic Kurt what? Angle.
Wizard's nose.
I wish you could see this.
You,
it's fucking terrible.
Table. Yeah.
Whoa. What is that?
Yeah,
that is a wizard nose.
Oh. That looks like a dick. Oh, here you
go.
Face.
I think this might be the first one. Here you go.
That? The one that started it all?
Yeah, it is. This is the first one. Right. Watch him sell. It's so horrible. Yeah, see? And he shakes.
I'm having a
session. That was the worst. That was the first time he ever knew how to sell it. Yeah.
He just rolled over.
Yep.
Let's see what the first one is.
Oh, oh my god.
Tombstone! Anyways. So I've been watching wrestling. I've been playing Supercard. I have. I've been doing a lot of stuff. I don't like the Four Kings. Old bastards.
You're still stuck?
I played 2 hours yesterday, and I had to go farm. Because apparently, to get to them, I lost a little ghostly touch thing. So I had to go and buy some, and go back, and I'm tired of that game.
Dark Souls.
Not tired like I'm going to quit playing by any means. I'm just like,
You need to get past that hangout.
I know. What I need to do is I need to go and farm.
I can beat it for you if you want.
You know what? I appreciate that.
I'd probably get out of the second try.
You probably could. I appreciate it, but what I need to do is I need to go farm and build up my stamina. That's basically what I need.
Stamina.
Apparently my guy gets winded after like 3 steps. He's like,
I think he just needs to run.
I think he needs. I just think they need to put a rascal in that game, like mod it and put a rascal that he can just ride.
I think you just need to go through and respec him.
I think he needs to get a donkey.
Can you respec?
Donkey.
Oh, donkey. Can you respec though, for real?
Not on that one.
I didn't think so. I was like, if they let me respec, I would just kill all my stats and.
You have limited respecs and too. You get these things called soul vessels that you can find. I wasn't hunting them down. I found like 5 in my first playthrough.
See, if they let me have one, if they were like, congratulations, you can respec one, I would, and I would get my strength down some and add the rest of the stamina.
How high is your strength?
Hell, I don't remember.
I think like after 50, it turns into like a diminishing return.
Yeah, I know. I stopped off on stamina like at, I want to say 20-something.
100?
Well, like... So it adds so much attack power to different weapons to a certain level, and then after a certain point, it's like one extra, like HP per hit.
I believe my thinking when I was specing my player up to a certain level was, as I said, I want to be able to grab anything in the game and use it. So I think I buffed my strength way up there. I don't remember. And then you know how every true tank is like stamina. I don't need that. I'll kill it in one hit. And so I just like stopped off at like 20-something.
Yeah.
Well, I think you get big gains on stamina, like up through like 30 or something, and then after that, it's like 1 point per level.
I just need to go. I know what I need to do. I know there's a lot of farming places and stuff. I just need to go down to when you're in. I think it's North Ondo. The one where you take the little thing and when you go and you know what is that? Is that North Ondo?
It's been a minute. Do you remember where the cat is?
Yeah.
Listen, area?
I'm pissed at him because I didn't do anything.
You know what you can do?
And his people turned on me.
There's a really easy cheat for that area. So, you know, like everybody's invisible, right?
Yeah.
You know the stairs and you go in there?
Yeah.
So you go run in a big circle.
Yeah, you tell me to go up and then fall and they'll fall off the cliff.
Yeah.
I remember that. Well, what I mean is I joined the Force Covenant and I didn't do anything to anybody. I just went and killed Osif. Took me a couple tries. I logged in one time and I went there and the people attacked me for no reason. I'm like, what the heck? So I go to the little cat guy and he's all like, you were gonna burn for your sins. I'm like, I didn't do anything, and he's just sitting there.
Maybe
it's just
for
dot. So I attacked him because he made me mad. And then he's like, "We'll hunt you for the rest of your days." So now I think I just need to go back and just like kill everything in that area, and then go back, sit, rest up, go back, kill everything
in that
area.
They got that campfire right.
Yeah, just right there.
So I usually
pissed me off. I love the Force Covenant.
But it's the best area to farm. So you just run in a big circle and you get like 3 or 4 guys just chasing you.
Yeah.
You run and go hide by
and
the
I
stairs.
I got the little trees.
They just jump over the top of you and you get
I did that once and fell off.
You do that for about 30 minutes and you got like enough souls to upgrade like everything.
Yeah, I need to do that. I'm gonna have to farm.
Farming Dark Souls.
And then I played Batman for a little bit.
Every single episode.
What?
Dark Souls reference.
Well, Dark Souls.
I'll always bring up Dark Souls. but yeah, no. Then I played Batman for a little bit.
Which one?
Oh, the last one they made. I still haven't beat it.
The one with Deathstrike.
Or you know, whatever I've his name was. I barely started it.
I played it, and I got, and the part I got on was, is I came out, and I went down, and I defeated Penguin's little area, and then I came back out of the ship, and all of a sudden, the little dude was on the TV screen, he planted bombs all around the city, so I went and defused all those, and then I did something else, and then I got tired and went to bed.
So, for those of you who might get confused about Earl's rambling,
no one gets confused.
He's talking Arkham Origins.
If anyone's a gamer, they know the name of the last one they made, okay? You don't need to explain it. See, he doesn't control the computer, so then he decides to control everything else. I don't need to know it's Arkham Origins.
Bazinga.
Oh, God. Why is he acting like this?
Yeah, well,
Bazinga.
This is what power happens. It goes
Bazinga. Right
here.
I don't think he understands that word that he's using.
What, the Bazinga?
I don't think he knows what that word means.
No.
It's like, I'm going to say some Bazinga.
Yeah, exactly.
Bazinga.
Exactly. What the fuck?
And he gets all moody.
Are you sneezing?
He gets all moody and he just stops and looks like,
I'm just saying, there.
Hey, you should do what Sheldon did on the season on the season finale last year. You should go on a self quest on a train. We'll be here waiting for you when you're done.
Unfortunately, my job won't be, so I don't think I'll do that.
Well, you can be like Sheldon and quit. I'm just saying.
Because who needs money,
right?
You ride the train like a hobo. You don't. You really don't.
So is that all you've been doing around Earl?
Yeah, kids and stuff. They take up a lot of my time. I didn't realize kids would do that before I thought that out. No, I've been taking, the kids are growing fast, so they want to play all the time. Like, we was watching wrestling at the house, and my daughter was like, I want to watch wrestling. So we was watching wrestling and stuff, and she was like, I'm playing in my room. So I paused it, and we played in her room or whatever. Came back out. She didn't want to come out of her room, so I was like, well, stay in your room. Daddy and Bubba's gonna watch wrestling. So I'm watching her. She goes, okay, I should play a little bit. And then she's all like, play in my room. And I'm like, baby, I'm watching wrestling. She's like, I'm done with wrestling. And I'm like, okay, well, Daddy, she goes, I said that's play in my room. And I'm like, I can't argue with that. I'll put that down. And she's like, and she was doing the whole finger movement thing. And she's like, three. It's like, I can't argue with your logic.
He's entered into the attitude.
I know. I just can't argue with that logic. Girl. So we went. So here's the thing. It made me mad. I went in her room, and she's just sitting on her bed. I'm like, what do I want to do? She goes, I don't know. I'm like, I thought you said you wanted to play in your room. She goes, I did. I'm like, well, let's play. And she goes, that's what she does. She looks at me like I'm dumb sometimes. She gives me the heavy sighs. And I'm like, I'm going to go get my coffee.
That's awesome.
And I come in, I just drink, and I'm just sitting down there, and she's just playing all around. La, 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 la. And she likes to play Supercard, so we're good.
Earl, does your pinky move every time she walks a different direction?
No, not really. She likes to jump on the couch
a lot. Sure about that?
It scares me a lot.
You sure about that?
I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure. Have you wrapped?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, none of my kids have me wrapped around their fingers at all. None of them. None of them. So I'm a grown man.
I'm just saying, if my dad were at home on the couch watching TV after work, go do what you go do.
I can't wait till she gets older.
Generally with a beer in his hand.
But, yep. I don't drink beer anymore, so that doesn't count.
Beer.
Water, soda, coffee, whatever.
I do get coffee, and she goes, it smells so good. I'm like, good. She goes, can I maybe have a drink? I'm like,
no.
Like, Zoe, what is coffee? She's like, mommy and daddy's drink. I'm like, that's right. Remember that. She's like, coffee. And then she'll get that sad look on her face, and I'm like, I'm
not gonna She's going to grow up to be a barista, you know that.
Right? That's fine. Bring home coffee to daddy. I don't care. But she'll try to bargain. She's like, I won't tell mama. Let me have a drink. I'm like, no, Zoe. Yeah. So.
Speaking of beer, did you guys go to Oktoberfest?
I did.
Yes.
Terrible.
Did.
Terrible?
Horrible. Yeah, they changed the water rules on Oktoberfest.
Okay.
It's not really horrible.
Did I go off on this last week? I can't remember.
They just changed.
No. Okay. Yeah, so...
You got
I remember in the golden age of Oktoberfests, back when the pitchers were still available, being able to go over towards the beer stube. That was the place to, like, meet and hang, because they had Spaten near, in the beer stoop.
And it was near the German tent. So you did sit over here, get your 10-point beer.
And go get food.
Mm-hmm.
Go over here, go get food, and then pop into the German tent every once in a while, do chicken dance on a table,
mm-hmm.
go back to the beer stoop.
Yeah. No, it was this little circle. I mean, I could be fucked with all of the rides and fucking vendors on the other side of the thing. I just wanted that little corner. Okay? Give me the beer stoop, which was a perfect fucking triangle. I had beer stoop, schnitzel, German tent, beer stoop, schnitzel, German tent. Okay, and that was perfect. Okay, we didn't lose anybody.
Chicken dance off the table.
Yeah, but we didn't lose anybody because we were all in one area. Okay, and to this year, I went in there. They give a neat little stein. It's a neat stein. I won't.
It's still the leader stein, so it's good size.
But they moved the Spaten, which is the beer that we drink.
And most everyone who goes to Oktoberfest either drinks Spaten or Warsteiner. Those are the two
mm-hmm.
most popular.
And they moved those to their own tents. There's a Warsteiner tent and the Spaten house. Okay. The lines. Oh, fucking God, the lines. Because the first time I went in there, I was in there with what I called the sad stein, which was empty, had nothing in it. Went in there, stood in line for like 30 minutes, got my first beer. I'm like, yes, go sit down, you know, hang out with a couple friends there, drink my first beer. And it's about 3/4 of the way gone. I'm like, I better get up because it's going to be that long to get into the line again. Get through to the line, and there was people that was going to the line with a full beer at the very back end. They would stand in line with the full beer. By the time they get up to the front, it's empty. And they would just do that rotation.
They need to hire more people.
Well, it was that.
There's that plus.
They needed to spread out the high points.
They needed to spread out the high point beers. So, like, over at the Beer Stube, which was now sponsored by Samuel Adams.
Yep.
Makes absolutely no sense.
It had Samuel Adams Oktoberfest.
Which they were out of.
It had
they had a couple.
Scheinerbach Oktoberfest.
Which they were out of.
Which they were out of. And the two worst German beers in the world.
And
which they have plenty of.
Yeah. I mean, they were water. And you don't necessarily drink water.
What beer?
It was, fuck, what was it? I can't even remember. It was nothing that I had actually run into before.
Yeah.
And he tried 1 liter of it, and he's like, this is piss. And he's like, take a drink. And I'm like, I don't want to drink piss. Take a drink of it. And I'm like, this is terrible. And he's like, yeah, we need to find the spot now.
I hate that when you, like, buy a beer and you're going to try it, and it just tastes so bad. Especially, you feel like you wasted so much money, and then...
You spent $10 on that.
$10 on a liter, and it was... Granted, the alcohol content was still close to 10, mm-hmm. so it was better off than the domestics, but when it doesn't taste any better than the domestic,
I
just wasted $10.
It was a high point
Budweiser.
Bud Light, maybe.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Yeah. It was a very blonde beer.
Get free soda.
So, we had to ask where the Spaten was, because we didn't know that it had been moved to its own tent. We ended up getting over there, get into the line, grab the first one, drink most of it, get the second one, and then we ended up trying to, like, find people, because there was a buttload of fucking people there, way more than I remember.
Even for a Saturday night, this was the most crowded we'd ever seen an Oktoberfest.
It was terrible. I mean... I like the party atmosphere of Oktoberfest. It's one of the reasons why I go.
Be careful now, because if you even show signs of being intoxicated, they won't serve you.
Well, yeah, well, it's not possible to get that inebriated at Oktoberfest anymore. The reason is because by the time you get to the front of the line, you're sober.
You can, if you know how to do it.
Well, those people that were, like, sitting there recycling the line,
yeah.
That's not Oktoberfest.
But you know
what, though?
But you have to be careful, though, because they are enforcing that law now, that if say they serve you and you don't look intoxicated and you go out and you have a wreck, the person that served you
can go to jail and get fined.
I'm pretty sure that the police people out there. Oktoberfest is a little different.
You know what they're doing. Because they had a big article on it on the news before Oktoberfest happened, and they were talking about it, and they said, if you go to Oktoberfest and you get a little intoxicated and you cause a wreck, not only do you get in trouble, but the person that served you can go to jail
and
get fined and everything.
They worked that out with the shuttles and the tipsy cab.
Polynere.
Oh, that's the one, yeah.
I've never even heard of that.
And
you gotta be careful, that's what I'm saying.
Herrenhauser.
Yeah.
Anything with the name Herrenhauser.
And you tried fucking Polynere, didn't you?
Polynere, yeah.
Yeah, that was the terrible one.
Say, from my experiences with it, I mean, it's easier. It's better just to say you're the DD and get the free soda.
They didn't even do that.
They didn't even do the DD thing?
Nope, they didn't do that this year.
No more DD program.
Yeah.
That's bogus.
Dude, yeah. River Parks runs it now. It's not...
They did that.
It's not the German Society.
They ran it. Last time I went, I got... Maybe they just decided to... But that's bogus.
Yeah, but River Parks has turned it into a money generator.
That's just bogus.
Because it's about the money and not the culture.
Well, when you look at it, when most of the people that was there, they were like... this is more like the fair than it is Oktoberfest anymore.
Yeah, they need to get... I don't know. They just need to find a new...
Yeah, and that's exactly it.
We just need to have our own Oktoberfest. I'll get a shitload of Wurstunner and we'll watch... Yeah.
Well, I just
want to
know why
Netflix.
They don't just go for a new location.
Well, I don't know.
And get away from River Park. So you can still do the shuttles. Well, you can still do all the stuff that, you know what I'm saying?
The reason the German Society was forced out... they still had tents there, but the reason they were forced out as an organizer was because it made no money.
Yeah.
The last 3 years, it made no money.
Right. So they commercialized
it. So River Parks did stuff like they had DJ Moody there Friday and Saturday
night.
Which
destroys it.
You know.
What do you need a DJ?
Okay. All kinds of American...
When you're going to a German festival.
Yeah.
The last damn thing that you're going to expect is DJ Moody and fucking techno.
Yeah, I'm saying, why don't they just? Why don't they get someone
to
organize for the German society and just make it to where you make money? I mean, it can't be that.
They
didn't
want to pay the German bands the German polka bands all
right,
the money
the
to
German
come
polka
over.
Bands were the main reason why people went to the German tent to go there because they had a big fucking dance floor and they would. They would do German folk songs and the chicken dance like every half hour.
What am I high fiving?
I got energy. Good job, buddy.
So we ended up going there with a few friends. I had a couple people that came from work and we met one time, got into line, they disappeared. The other friends just, you know, they were...
Holt and Amber.
Yeah.
Stuck it out with us.
Yeah, Holt and Amber stuck it out with us. Talitha and James, they were with us for the first part of it. They had a beer, and I believe that the atmosphere being so freaking congested, there was too many people there. They just ended up leaving because they ended up having stuff to do.
I always hate that atmosphere, like when you go to a really busy bar, and I got to wait more than 10 minutes for a beer.
Exactly.
Like, if I had to wait 30 minutes for a beer, I'd have been out there after my first one. But all right, I'm not waiting anymore.
I don't understand. It baffles my mind. That you can't, a German society can't put together, or anything, can't put together a festival that, one, keeps it traditional to what it's supposed to be.
Well,
and revolves around German food and beer.
Yeah, revolves around German food and beer, and can't make money. I don't understand that. That makes no sense. You don't need to hire 15 million German bands, just hire a couple.
Well, the German bands, they were flying them from... You know,
from Germany, they were paying all their
expenses.
Listen,
there's a lot of great polka bands around here that can dress up German and play German polka.
Oh, I understand.
I still understand why
you can't
do that.
Just find that one German polka band that's in the Tulsa Tri-State area and be like, you're playing for 3 days.
Yeah.
That was just something that the
multiple sets in
that the society
you don't even need it from
Tulsa.
You could go online and get them like, hey, you're from Kansas. Why don't you come down? We'll pay you, blah, blah, blah. You only need six bands. Two, rotate them out. Two one night, two the next night, two the next night.
Unfortunately, there's way more tents that do the entertainment. Like,
not,
the
listen,
Beer's Tube has their
listen,
own bands.
Not if you redo it. That's what I'm saying. Take it out of that. Redo it. Make one great big German tent.
Yeah, they tried that once and it fell.
They did. There has to be some way. You know what? When we fail, what happens? You get what you
need. No,
you
it
just
wasn't
make
fail.
A tent. You just make
it fell.
Stage. Well, you just make a stage.
Well, then what you do is you make two, and you make them alternate.
I'm sure the German society would love to take it back over if somebody found them an alternate venue. The big thing was they weren't really paying.
That's my new calling in life.
They weren't really paying the river parks any more than just the porta potties and stuff like right. that.
I think so the river parks wanted to make more money with it.
Exactly.
I think that's what we need to do.
And they upped the beer price.
We need to do that.
They upped the beer price. Rock-la-Homa? They sold the fucking steins.
Oktoberfest-a-Homa.
Oktoberfest-a-Homa.
Stan, all we got to do is find some dude that's got a nice little field.
We won't call it Oktoberfest. We'll just call it Spottenfest.
There we go.
Ooh, Spottenfest. I love what I'm hearing.
Just you have my vote. That's what
we could just get like 20 kegs of Spottin' and just see how many people show up for $10.
That would last more than a day.
I know.
Just think
that we could sell out.
Oh my god!
We were talking about that. Aaron and I were, you know, we were in line
scheming.
No, we were. There was 40 minutes for us to scheme, and there was plenty of opportunity.
That is way too much time for a damn beer.
I know,
right? There was long enough for me to sit there. Go wait 20 minutes in line for the pisser.
Yeah, there was lines for the fucking pisser, too. It was terrible.
Come back and finish what beer I had left.
Corporate greed at its finest right there.
Yep.
God, that's too long for a beer.
All right,
or bathroom.
In the fucking 40 minutes, we were outside the fucking tent. That's where the line started. We get inside the tent, and it immediately turns up like fucking 40 degrees.
It's terrible. The turnout was easily double what it normally is.
How many people would you say were there?
Oh, everybody?
25,000 people.
I wasn't there.
It was... Oh, okay.
Not everybody.
There was a point where the band inside the Spottin' House had said that some people who were milling around had to clear out because the fire marshal said there could only be so many people in this tent. And most of the people that were in the tent were in the line.
Wow.
but I mean, it was doubled, but they had the same number of porta potties.
Yep.
So your attendance doubles over the last few years, all because of DJ Moody motherfucker.
Well,
and
but that shouldn't double.
Hey, he's a good DJ. I'm not gonna rip on him. I'm just gonna say that
that's
he might.
When
not
I think
have
German, I think tech. Well, you know what though. In his defense, in Germany, there are a ton of techno clubs.
Right,
so
European scene does have a lot of techno clubs.
I'm just
clubs.
Saying, that's how you could relate that. You can't hate him. You can't hate him because of that, but it's like hipster Germany, though.
Right. So,
there's a lot of hipster.
The scheme was, as we were standing in line, as we were watching, there was one dude that had suspenders on. So they were very fucking distinctive suspenders. I couldn't describe them to you because I was a little inebriated at the time, but he walked right by us through the fucking line and cut in about 20 minutes ahead of us.
Wow.
And then he got his beer and walked right past us with two fucking steins in his hand, all fucking smiles.
I had a moment where I said,
okay. If I just leaned over about a foot to the left as he comes by and knocked those beers all over the fucking place, I would start a riot.
You would, too.
It would have been total chaos in that tent. And I had two steins in my hand because he had given me his.
To go fill, because, I mean, if there's going to be someone in line, it might as well only be one of us.
So I had a moment where I almost created a riot at Oktoberfest. I should have done it too. Because
I
would have
made
dick.
Jason wait in line. If you want your beer, you should have to wait in line.
Rusty had the
buddy. He was going. Yeah, I was paying for his beer, so
it doesn't matter.
And I was keeping the girls entertained.
Friends don't know what girls can keep themselves entertained.
Well, no, it's the fact is if he didn't fucking corral them, we would never find them. Because there was so many people there, you could get lost in a crowd of fucking 10 people in front of
you. And I'm the only person who can halfway corral my wife.
So, the scheme was we were going to go up there and buy an entire keg. Just go up there, give me a keg, wheel it out on a fucking dolly. I'm going to sit outside the Spottin' House, and I'm going to sell out of this keg 14.
Would they let you buy
No, of course they wouldn't, but that would be the fucking enterprising way to go about it. You could fill your stein for $14. I'll take 14 tickets, thank you very much.
And I'll go and back with your tickets.
Exactly. And we just continually fucking do that shit and just under, you know, and we wouldn't be undercutting the competition. We would just be providing a service to get faster beer.
You're providing it as soon as possible service.
You're lucky you wouldn't check an ID and the cop would bust
you. That's probably true, but... And that was another thing. They didn't have the ID bands.
No, you had to check IDs. Yeah,
so they had you had to show your ID every time.
You had to show your ID every time.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, that's a bunch of crap.
So not only were you in line for fucking forever, but they had to stop. The line was taking longer because every time
they weren't just glancing at your wrist and going, "Oh, you're good."
And I understand why they did it, because in years past, when the ID bands were had been used, people were cutting them off and giving them to minors. And then they would just tape it on their wrist, and they wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't check that. So I understand why they did it, but it added essential fucking seconds to each one of the transactions.
If your line is 40 minutes long, you need to get 8 times the people.
Yes. Yes.
Because not only will you make more money, but people will be happier and people will be more drunk.
Okay, well...
Well, that's their reasoning, though. By the time it gets to the beer tent, they've already made their money because somebody's already gone and cashed in dollars for the tickets.
Well, I was standing at the back of the line looking at the masses in front of the line, and I said, okay, each one of these heads is $10. There is a good $5,000 to $6,000 in just the space of 20 minutes. Just in those people buying
beer.
And
that keg didn't cost them $6,000.
Exactly. So... They made their money. That's for fucking sure.
Right, one of the reasons, make more money if you're able to serve more people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you...
We probably would have stayed longer.
I can tell you right now, I gauge my Oktoberfest by how many chicken dances I do while drunk.
Now, did they have long lines for food, too?
I did not do any.
We could not get enough beer to get inebriated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
But that's a good thing, though.
We've all hung out, though. I mean, we pretty much got to be drinking all night, right? Yeah, right. You couldn't get beer fast enough to do
that. But that's a good plan, though, too, because you know someone's not going to be stupid and go kill somebody.
It doesn't matter. I want to be drunk. This is why I went
to Oktoberfest. That's what the shuttles are for. Beer. That's why my wife is the designated driver.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just about you, though. It's about everybody else,
It doesn't matter. I mean, I thought it was
it'd be like going to a bar and then only being able to be served every 40 minutes.
Exactly. One beer every 40 minutes. Are you going to stay at that bar?
No, and I think that's like the science behind that is you will be sober.
Exactly.
Within 40 minutes.
Well,
because it takes about an hour.
But that's just the thing. That wasn't all the tents. Anyone who was drinking domestic and could actually get inebriated on domestic, they're fine.
Well, there was.
They can go fill their steins every 10 minutes.
Well, you got to. But have you thought maybe the beer was so good that's why they did it? You can't be mad at that.
Where the Spaten House used to be, or a Spaten House was where the domestics used to be.
Right.
So, they had all the domestics.
I haven't been in 5 years.
They had all the domestics on that line where you get the German Society brats and the turkey legs and stuff like that. They had all the domestics right there. So, right outside the German tent was this clog of people between brat A and brat B. So, you couldn't
like such
get...
such poor planning. You know what? I even thought about taking a vacation day for that.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I didn't.
It was piss poor execution.
I mean, there was people looking forward to me getting on a table doing the chicken dance. There was simply no way that was going to happen. So it was an absolute total fail. I walked out of there and I was very disappointed because I remember.
Well,
what
then
it
you
used
wouldn't
to be.
Want to buy the tickets. Like if I was the last time that I went to Oktoberfest, I got like 20 tickets,
and I
wouldn't have been.
You can't turn them back in. You got to use them.
Well,
I mean, what would you do at that point? Like I got 20 tickets.
Food,
like food and food.
Yep.
Literally, as we were walking out, he was like, I'm getting these nuts.
Yep.
I would have got strudel.
He got some roasted almonds, and he was like...
They did, but...
Yeah, they have to... Yeah,
I have 9 tickets. So it was literally, he got a brat, and I got a hot dog on the way out, because...
Yep.
Oh, you had 9 tickets left over?
Well, okay. When I went to Oktoberfest, not counting the ticket, I changed in... Or I brought with me $100. Because I figured... I'm going to go there.
How much did you get home with 80?
I'm going to go there. I'm going to get as shit-faced as I possibly can, and I'm going to enjoy the food. That's why I brought so much money. I changed in $50, and I think I bought $10 extra to get the glazed almonds or whatever the fuck they were.
So you got four beers.
So yeah, well, I bought three and I gave him one.
So yeah. You got three beers in like 4 hours.
Yep.
Yeah.
God, that's garbage.
That now, suck. Now,
but it's a liter though.
That's
too.
One. That's 3 liters. Yeah, but now, in years past, when the pitchers were 2 liters, and I had gone through
four.
Three. Well, I buy three.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I would be completely smashed by the end of the night.
And not counting the fact that since he and I were usually going through beer faster, it was usually other people adding to our beer.
Yep.
So by the end of the night,
put a straw in it.
By the end of the night, we were usually at 8 liters or so.
Yeah. It's a lot of beer, and we
did.
That's
so sad. Like, it makes me want to ever go to one again.
Yeah,
it's around here. Like, I look at who's sponsoring it. If it's River Parks again, I'd be like, maybe not.
Well, I looked. Well, and they're gonna be because they made money. I can tell you, they made money hand over fist on that. You know, and they're selling the name and the fact that, you know, that our Oktoberfest is one of the largest in the country, so we're in the top 10.
Well, we were the top. We were one of the top 10 most authentic too, and now that's shot to shit.
Yeah, that went to hell. So, yeah, I believe sitting on the porch talking to Amber and Holt afterwards, I said this is the last one I'm going to because.
And we all unanimously agreed.
Yeah, if this is the way that it's going to be, then fuck it. It's terrible. I would much rather go to a bar with a bunch of buddies and just, you know, get shit-faced at a bar. I know of a place where I can go in town, get spot in Oktoberfest in a liter stein at the bar for way less than...
Roosters.
Than Roosters.
Oh, I'm going to be living over there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey.
So...
And me and Holly were thinking about having a drunk night sometime soon.
Mm-hmm.
We will be, dude.
Our friend doesn't drink, so...
Ba-ding!
So that means that we can have ADD.
Sweet. My face is indeed on the show. It's Talitha's anniversary tonight, so I'm going to a dinner.
Speaking of that, what other things have you been up to?
Oh, me? Oh, shit. I've been playing a lot of fucking... Borderlands the pre-sequel.
Yeah, so what?
I think that I am close to beating it.
At what level?
It's like 23 or 24 or something like that. I know I just got to the bottom of the list, so or bottom of the skill tree. So
that's so pretty
you're
much
figuring because of where you're at in the skill tree, you're probably close to beating it.
Yeah.
Well,
usually,
in the story too, because
usually. Usually with Borderlands 1 and 2, by the time you were 30 to 32, you had it beat.
Right. So
how are you feeling about this one versus 1 and 2?
If I compared it to 1 and 2, I would say that it's basically 2 with a different area. It's...
I like it a little bit better than 2, to be honest with you. It started slower?
Well... I don't know. The reason why I say I don't know is that if, as I was playing, I completely forgot what game it was. Ooh. You know, when I was playing Borderlands 1 versus Borderlands 2, I could tell the difference between the two. Because it was, you know, a different characters and it was a different area. I mean, it was
the
basically Borderlands backwards, but that was... There was enough that changed. Okay. With this one, the addition of the moon jumping and stuff like that isn't as big of a change as I would like to have seen in
What was the big change between 1 and 2, though? I felt like they overcrowded areas with enemies, and then it got frustrating at some points.
Well, the difference between 1 and 2 is the storytelling in 2 was way better. than one. And it did give you different enemies to work with. There was
a whole lot more level to maps. There was a whole lot more depth there.
Yeah, there was more up and down. And they do a fairly decent job of using height in the pre-sequel because of the moon jumps and the different areas and being able to
move.
There's a decent
amount of platforming in that.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. There's especially when you get once you get to Helios, you can there's a whole area where it's just different platforms between the H legs.
Yeah,
where you have to kind of like bounce between the different platforms, which is kind of cool.
Do you are you enjoying it?
I am enjoying it mainly because the character that I'm playing, Nisha, the Lawbringer. And once you get down to that clone a pistol at the bottom, all of the different stuff that works with her skills kind of comes through really well.
Let's just get it straight. He likes looking at her butt.
Well, you can't really see her butt. The entire game, you're kind of through her eyes. So.
So.
That was a joke, by the way. Mm-hmm. But never mind, ruin it.
Well, the big thing with the character he has is when he hits his action skill, it's an auto headshot.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah, well, it automatically targets enemies, and
that's really cool though.
And
it's like that cool pistol off of Titanfall.
Yeah,
I like that.
So it automatically targets enemies, and if you aim down the sights, it always aims for their head.
That's cool. I'd play that damn character too.
Yeah. So
everybody loves doing headshots, anyways.
Yeah, it's
boom headshot.
And her action skill has like a 20-second cooldown, so you can use it all the time.
That's cool.
Once you get down to the very bottom of the pistol tree, the middle tree, it clones a pistol. So you have two pistols of this that's exactly the same.
Wow.
Now, when you're aiming down the sights, you only use one of those pistols. But as you're aiming down the sights and you empty the mag, you go to reload, you've got the second pistol already there.
That's
so you
cool.
can still fire the second pistol while you're reloading the first one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, do you want me to get it?
Yeah, thanks, Earl.
You're welcome.
It also seems...
Sorry, the one on your desk was empty, but I found the one on the other desk.
I have a full one around here somewhere.
Yeah, that's where it was. Oh, you mean one that's...
Open.
Is it in here?
No, I'll figure it out. I don't want to take away from the show.
Okay. But I don't know. The storytelling in this one is on par with 2, and there are points where I completely forgot which game I was playing because I played Borderlands 2 so recently.
In the kitchen. Oh, it's in your pocket.
It's in your pocket.
Way to go, bruh. You call me grandpa. Dang.
Jeez.
See now there.
You know, I got to a point where I didn't feel like I wanted more Borderlands.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't that long ago. It would have been like September.
Right.
Because I still haven't finished all the DLC. And it's just because I'd been so far before since I played it last that I didn't care. But I started playing this. I don't know what it is about it, but I got addicted after I got out of the first area. After you unlock, fast travel, after you unlock the Stingray.
Right. Fast travel's always fun.
Well, and it unlocks this little hover bike that jumps, and it lets you traverse the area a lot easier than it does in the buggies and everything else.
Well, that's cool.
And I like that Stingray. Like, it's not quite as fast as the other vehicles, but it makes area traversal easier in my experience. And so I'll use it over the buggies or whatever else you get every single time because I can go wherever I want in the level. And it's a little fast. It's like double as fast as running. Not quite as fast as Boost, but you don't get stuck on stuff,
Right. Well,
and the
Stingrays are okay. I'm a fan of the missile buggy myself because there's just way more damage output with that.
I feel like the vehicles are a lot better in this than Borderlands 1 or 2.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Not just the driving, but just the weapons count. You actually get XP. When you kill stuff with the guns?
Yeah. Well, see, that that
like
was
before it was like 3 XP, like
yeah.
Who gives a shit?
That was the one thing I felt was kind of a downgrade in Borderlands 2 from 1 was the vehicles.
Yeah.
I felt like the vehicles were almost unnecessary for the most part. But
all the vehicles in Borderlands 2, I could usually kill other vehicles faster with my guns.
Right, like it just, they're inaccurate, they weren't very good. If you had the rocket buggy, it was a piece of garbage.
Yep.
This one has the lock-on feature with both the Stingray and the buggy, which I thought was a good improvement. And then the platforming thing just, to me, adds a different element that I like. I don't know why, I like jumping up in the air, doing a double jump, and shooting stuff as I'm falling, and I just do it all the freaking time. Or I jump way up in the air and drop grenades on stuff. Like, I'm always in the air in that game.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that they did excel with is, you know, is being able to take advantage of being able to get height on things and then using the butt slam or...
So it's kind of like using the jetpacks in Halo Reach.
It's better because all you do, there is a recharge, you just got to get down.
Jump up in the air and Titanfall.
Well, so like, you know, the guns in Borderlands are always really random. Like, I have a pistol that it does explosive damage.
That's cool.
So if I'm shooting those bugs or whatever the hell they are, like, that is the perfect way for me. I just jump right in the air, they gather right underneath me, I just shoot down. I don't really aim, I just pull the trigger as fast as I can, and then just jump right back up. And
yeah.
I'm always out of melee range all the freaking time.
I use the butt slam a lot for, like, the enemies that break apart and shit. And the bugs, because they just gather underneath you. I don't know. I kind of miss Tiny Tina. She has like one or two lines in this game, and that's it.
She's all right.
She had a different personality. There's less people to meet in this game than Borderlands 2 for sure, because you had a lot of people to work with.
Well, let's face it. You're upset that you don't get to hear Butt Stallion.
Well, you kind of understand throughout this game why Jack is Jack in Borderlands 2. And this
I
kind
think
of,
that's really what the setup is. This is the setup for Jack. And if you hated Handsome Jack, probably going to really hate this game.
How can you hate Handsome Jack?
I didn't hate him, so I thought he had a lot of really good sarcastic one-liners.
Yeah.
So if you're a fan of sarcasm, then you like Handsome Jack.
Yeah, I don't know. It's with this game, it didn't revolutionize Borderlands, you know. And it's more Borderlands with a different setting and a couple new neat features, but that's pretty much it. I mean, the addition of lasers is pretty cool, but
the freeze weapons are cool.
Yeah, the freeze weapons are neat.
Yeah, but don't the lasers just kind of feel like Erodium weapons?
No. The Erodian weapons were a little different, especially with...
All the lasers are all elemental weapons, too.
Yeah.
So they're always going to be fire or corrosion or ice or... what's the other element? Electricity.
Yeah. And Moxie's weapon... You know, Moxie gives you a weapon in every game. It's either a shotgun or a pistol or something like this. In this one, it is a beam laser weapon. And... I picked it up, I was like level 15 or something like that, and picked it up, and I'm still using it. It's just that fucking good. You know?
I went through and burned a bunch of keys, and then I've actually found upgrades. I found a couple of orange weapons that I'm using right now.
I didn't get any orange weapons.
Man, I'm getting oranges left and right.
Son of a bitch. The only orange that I've got is the... I finished the quest for arms.
Yeah. I got that. That was a pain in the ass.
That is a really good... it's a really good Oz kit.
Yeah, that's the other addition. So you get these Oz kits, which are ozone kits.
Mm-hmm.
And they give you... So
it's,
they give you different...
It's supposed to be O2 kits.
You just looked at me and I went... That's what I was doing.
But it gives you a bonus for like how much ozone you have or how much air you have.
It's... If you actually had... There's an echo device that's near where the very first O2 kits are, or Oz kits... They were creating these O2 kits, but the font on the O2 kits came out to be like OZ.
Yeah.
So they just ran with it. that's the whole story behind that, I guess. So there's a couple interesting things. I won't knock it. I'm still playing it a lot, and I'm enjoying every minute I'm playing it. Replayability, though, I'm not sure.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I was going to play Claptrap, then I decided against it. I used the random skill, and I was like, this is not predictable.
It's not supposed to be. That's part of the fun.
It got on my nerves really quickly, so I...
You got that structure sometimes. Like, I need to know what it does. I need to know.
I am very structured.
Yeah. Because like I said, you don't want to, like, one time, you're like, that was a great thing. You do it again thinking it's going to be it, and it's something totally different. That sucks. You're like, son of a bitch.
Especially when you're using it in a situation where you need it, and then you end up with, like, the malware version of it where you just sit there and bounce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be very frustrating, I believe.
No, so I ended up settling on Athena because I wanted to use the Captain America shield, of course. And you block damage from the front with the shield, and then you just toss it out. Right now I've got it set up so it does a shitload of elemental damage. So you can throw it anytime you want, but the more damage I soak with it, the bigger damage explosion it does.
Well, that's cool.
So it throws that and does this big like fire electricity storm thing wherever it hits, which fries guys or whatever. And it's a really, really decent ability, but I've got her set up with a lot of elemental stuff. I've been using this orange SMG I have that will empty a 100-round magazine in 10 seconds.
Jeez.
So you can just click it really fast. It goes so fast I can't duplicate the sound. But it just, like, you just tap it, and then it's just headshot kill. Yeah. Tap it, headshot kill. Or it'll freeze something big, like, really, really fast. So it's, like, one of my favorite weapons. So I upgraded that all the way for ammo, because it just chews through it. And then I got a shotgun that, like, you know, you get like 150 shots at max level or something like that.
Right.
It uses 6 shots per shot, and I can shoot it twice, but it does like 1700 damage per shot.
Jesus.
So it's really worth it anytime I run into something big, or if I'm just bored and just like, I'm just going to one shot everything comes up to me. But it just blows through ammo.
One of the abilities that the Lawbringer has is every time you reload, or if you do pickpocket, which is one of her skills, uses her whip and it takes ammo away from people. If you use that or reload for a short period of time, you have up to a 45% chance to shoot an extra bullet every time you pull the trigger. Now, it doesn't seem like a lot.
Yeah, with an automatic weapon, it is.
But you get a SMG that fires at a you know, a really high rate, and all of a sudden you go, and it just freaking destroys people.
That's funny.
Fast as hell. I mean, I had 2 pistols out there, and I reloaded both of them, and it emptied both clips in like 2 seconds because of the extra bullets coming out of it. And it was fighting a boss at that time, and the boss went dead. I'm like, holy shit.
That's why I'm interested in kind of playing on a game. Plus, I've had more difficulty with the platforming and dying due to that than I have with the actual enemies.
Yeah.
There's been plenty of times where I just get knocked off a ledge, or I'll just like double jump and then get hit with something and then just knocked off the ledge.
Well, another thing that they've done really well with this in this is to hide shit. They have hidden all kinds of shit in this game. And it used to be, you kind of had to look a little bit to find the hidden vault symbols.
Yeah.
They're damn near impossible to find in this game. I found like 1 or 2 in an area, and then I started looking for them and can't find them. I don't know where the fuck they are.
I don't know. I mean, I've had a decent amount of time. It's end of the game net so far. I guess I could look at my Steam time, but I want to say like maybe 15 hours.
I'm about 23 or 24 hours in.
And I just... During that time, like my buddy wanted me to play something else last night. I was like, "Oh, just let me finish this mission." And
9 hours later,
he's like, "Dude, it's been 30 minutes. I want to play something."
Yeah,
it's like, jump on Borderlands. It's like, I just like, I don't have it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, jump on what?
You know, jump in the game.
Yeah, no, he didn't jump in the game, so he doesn't have it. But did you play anything else?
I did ish. Let me say that I downloaded Alpha Centauri 2 and. It was one of the reasons why I was late.
Today. Okay.
Oh.
Came up was basically me going through the first maybe 20 or so turns of a game and getting well, maybe 30 turns, because I just got two explorers destroyed by fucking aliens right away.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna reset it up a little bit differently. I've got about 3 hours into it. I guess we can just talk about it because it's around topic.
Yeah.
Just Jason, you just interject whenever you want.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I showed Jason a little bit of the gameplay, and I was playing. I'm trying to go for the harmony.
It's so pretty.
Who did you show gameplay to?
Anna Earl.
It's so pretty.
You weren't gonna say anything if I hadn't said something. How dare you?
It's so pretty.
But basically, like, you have three different ways that you can play the game. You have, what is it, purity, which is trying to, is it trying to stick with your old ways, basically, right?
Right. Purity is trying to reform the new world as the old world.
What's supremacy?
Supremacy is when you use technology to, you know, that's where the mech suits and the shit come in. Because then you're trying to subjugate the worlds that you're going to. And then there is harmony, which is basically taking, you know, and kind of like gene splicing the aliens in making a new human race.
You were doing harmony.
That's what I was trying to do.
Basically, I referred to that as the Captain Kirk. Because he was trying to have sex with all these aliens and gene splice.
Of course. As long as they're green, they're okay.
They were green, weren't they?
They were a lot of green.
Hey, he was a big man. It took, like, five tanks to kill one little old alien.
Well, I noticed right away that in this game, aliens take the place of barbarians.
Yeah.
And there's a whole lot more of the aliens than there were of barbarians.
I feel like I wasn't successful until I got my first tech tree upgrade for my soldiers. Once I turned them into Marines, one guy could take on two or three of those aliens at a time.
Right.
And I go showing Earl, I put one guy on Fortify, so he was healing between every turn. And then he's also got all these buffs because I'm going with Harmony for healing. So he just sat there and he took on like three of those aliens at the same time. They kept fighting, and like after three turns, he had pretty much weakened him enough that I brought in my supporting force and just wiped him out. So it's been cool, but I haven't quite got. There's a lot of tech trees.
Yes, there is.
There's so much more tech tree than there ever was in Civ.
I won't go that far because
really,
when you get into like in Civ 5, if you was to take a look at the full tech tree, I mean, one of the things with Civ 5 was that you
goes through the ages, huh?
Right, you go through all of the ages. Well, you end up spending, you know, where you focus and branch off in Civ 5 is kind of where you want to go. If you're going naval, then you go one way at a certain point. I think it's like the industrial age or something like that. But in Beyond Earth, you end up right at the center of this tech web, and you kind of have to find which branches to go because you're not going to fill them all.
Yeah.
You know, there's just no way to fill them all. And
that's why it's really complicated with all that web.
And each one of them has little bonuses, so you can, you know, you work on your Marines, but that will take away from you going more purity or unity or whatever the hell it is.
I think I'm going to try, like, I've tried Harmony a little bit, and I was kind of digging it.
I'm going to go Supremacy.
I might try Purity, and I wonder if that was the one that lets you terraform?
Yes.
And maybe just terraform an area. Like, I feel like that might be, because I just need to subjugate these aliens altogether. Just
because they just need your control.
Well, they do.
I called this game Avatar 2. I saw a tree and everything. And I was like, oh, that alien was just chilling on that mound and he just needs to be, you know, dominated. He needs to be spliced, you know, because he's just chilling.
Well, Earl didn't come in at the part where I was getting attacked by giant worms.
You landed on their planet. You started the fight. Okay, these aliens were chilling, having a barbecue, just having a good old time. You're like,
I've showed up. I'm going to take y'all down and impose my law.
I'm going to call you America. Good job. Good job, America.
You know, there is no America.
No, you're the top one. It's an acronym of some sort. I can't remember. ARC, that's what it is. That's what American's supposed to be. It's their
royal
bonus colony is to raise intrigue. So spies are a bigger part in this game than previous games. So you end up having like full spy agencies and I
was failing miserably. The game that Earl came in on, all my cities were starving, but I was whipping ass. But I had some kind of spy in every single city. But I was really, really friendly with one of the other opposing nations.
He got some favors. I called it.
No, I got something and it said so and so owes you a favor or something like that.
I was like, oh, like doing her into butt, and he's like, yeah, you know, I'm gonna be, you know, crossing borders. I'm like, oh, what borders is that? Like into butt. He goes, well, she's not gonna like it. Like into butt.
Under the table diplomacy.
That's right.
She
was kind of cute, a little but. Asian girl.
I know we know what we see what Nuzlocke.
I haven't played around with the orbital layer yet because you've got the game layer and then you end up with the ability to launch satellites.
It's actually pretty quick. Like an hour in, you'll be launching satellites like every few turns.
Sweet.
You trying to set up a TV network?
And then you end up. I guess you can have like attack satellites, and you can have the miasma removing satellites and stuff like that. And that's
removing?
Another thing in this.
I'm also kind of thinking about putting it on quick, just to see if I can get through all the tech trees. Because even on like main story mode, or not story mode, but just like basic gameplay speed, I barely got out of the central four in just 4 hours of gameplay or three hours or whatever it was.
And quick only reduces the amount of time it takes to make stuff, right?
Basically, yeah. And we're not talking about Civ where you're just going to start just jumping through eras. So since there's no eras to worry about, like it might make sense just to get a good feel for the game, to play it on quick, and then just kind of jump through a tech tree and just see how it goes, you know?
Yeah, from what I've played, it's admittedly not very much. I am going to really enjoy this. Civ has always been one of those games where I could sit back for an entire day and play a board game. And that's what it seems like to me, is just a board game. And this is there's enough difference in here to make it interesting.
Trust me, the more you play it, this is very much different than Civ.
Yeah.
Some of the interface is the same, but the gameplay is vastly different. Like with Civ, you'd be always, okay, so 4 hours, one country out of eight that I ran into. One country, and I formed a union with them the last hour right before you guys got here. And that was the only country I was running into. We were both expanding but not attacking each other now. And I was playing it on, I guess, just barely above normal, so like the first level of hard.
Right.
And normally when I do that in Civ, that usually means I'm getting overrun by said country the entire time, or they're attacking my city the entire time. There was none of that going on. They were just expanding. I was expanding. We're fighting aliens together. I mean, it was just fairly normal. So, like, there was enough of that that was a little bit different. I didn't get into this to like naval units very early on. There's a lot of like, I ran into a Kraken. Mm-hmm. Like there was a lot of like naval enemies out there, so I wasn't really ready to venture out into the sea and try to mess with that.
Right.
So I don't know, like it just, there are lots of things about it, and I'll nail it down more next time we meet.
Yeah.
And just real quick, just kind of overview. We're meeting a few days after our last podcast because these guys are nice enough to record one early because I got so much shit going on next week. So, release schedule will be the same for all the listeners, but this is on Friday.
Yeah.
Yep.
And during the day, it's actually freaking...
There's actually still sunshine.
Yeah.
This is not 11 o'clock.
I saw people kissing in the parking lot. I was scared. I was scared. There was light. People were kissing. I didn't know what to do. I yelled at them to get a room. Then to get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
Throw a beer bottle at him.
So I think by next episode we'll also have a better handle on this, and we'll also have a better handle on Lords of Fallen, and also I've played Sunset Overdrive at least a little bit.
That looks like a fun game.
I know. By next week.
Yeah.
Depending on how much time I get between setting shit up.
Mordor so bad. Yeah. I don't have it for a demon system.
And then nothing comes out for 2 or 3 weeks, so I'll get to finish Shadow of Mordor.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like such a fun game.
I keep wanting to call it Alpha Centauri, Beyond Earth.
Yeah.
Lords of the Fallen and Sunset Overdrive, so I'll have a little bit of time to play
with it. And then what you're playing right now, Beyond Earth?
Yeah, but I mean, just having the time to actually play a game for a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
Because we met today at like 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I'd been busy with bank shit all the way through about 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I've just barely jumped in. And then last night I got distracted with Minecraft.
Oh, you back into Minecraft?
Of course I am. I told Travis I'd do this. Or my friend Travis. I think he is just Lebowski on Steam. Is running yet another Minecraft server.
Oh, jeez.
And we started last night. I was playing Borderlands. He's the one that convinced me not to play Borderlands. He's like, I want to play something multiplayer. And I was like, want to play more 7 Days to Die? He's like, well, kinda. And I was like, what about Minecraft? And he's like, oh.
Let me set that up.
About 20 minutes later, he had the server going and started off a whole new area. And, you know, there's always something that changes about it. But started building shit, you know, cave exploring, all that stuff. And for what it is, I mean, it's the best first-person crafting game in the world.
I get so lost on that game.
Yeah.
My son tries to get me to play with him, and
I can't get back to my house.
God, I hate that game so much. But I love it at the same time. It's like a mistress.
It's just adult Legos. I mean, like, to a certain extent, that is what it is, but you can turn all the monsters up to hard, or...
I hate creepers. I hate the zombies. Yeah. I hate the spiders. I hate them all.
I hate spiders.
It was like we just decided to start mining under our house and, like, you know, build more area. And then this basement that we built ended up looking way better than the house. We had to upgrade the house. But then we kept going cave exploring. And they've done something the way that it renders caves to where it's not just, like, a hole. We found this underwater or underground, like, cavern. Or not cavern, like, chasm. Like, it is, like, you know, 80 layers of blocks deep. Mm-hmm. And it goes on further than we could see. There's like lava, and there's like an abandoned mine shaft that we found. And
the one my son was playing, he was on the Xbox 360. He found an underground cave, and he was going. And so, like, the map, he built his house in like the top left, and he was going through, and he got like lost. He couldn't find his house, so he just kept going. And he found the lava, and he found the underground waterfall, and all that. But when he got done. And he finally made it up out, trying to get where he was. He was already at the bottom right. He traveled that entire map underground.
Well, it was crazy. So here's the beauty of playing this on PC versus Xbox or console. Console limits it to a certain size.
Yeah.
Because your console will run out of memory. Mm-hmm. PC, it just keeps generating.
Yeah.
It just keeps generating.
Crazy.
So, you know, it'll just continue to generate. Like, you can't just walk to the edge of the map because there is no edge.
Yeah.
It'll just keep building. So, which is the big reason that Minecraft's such a fucking memory whore.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with 7 Days to Die Now with the new survival mode is an endlessly generating map, which is ridiculous. But you can't be a completionist with that, and you just have to resolve yourself to that. But, Minecraft's still fun. Especially with a couple of good mods, it looks decent.
Megan at work said her son's all into Minecraft.
I've been, you know, honestly, it was one of those things that I just saw on Reddit, and I was like, oh, I might try that for $10. And it was back when it was an alpha or whatever, and I won't say that I was like an original founder, but I played it about 6 months after it came out, before it was a thing. And then just me and my friend TJ and Travis kind of got addicted to it, so we kept playing that.
I was addicted to it for about 6 months.
It gets addictive after a while because there's no completion.
But I never made like the great big statues like everybody did. I made a glass house.
I don't do that. I made
a 4-story glass house because I saw it on a video and I was like, that's cool. I want to make me a glass house. And then around the glass house, I built stone walls. And I made a little stairway down to the thing. And I had a boat. And I would just shoot zombies on my thing and come back up. And I had beds on all 4 levels. It was great. I loved it.
Well, it's like my buddy was like, so I'm just going to leave the server up so when you get into that podcast.
Yeah. There you go. But I made like a do some work. I made like a zombie apocalypse house where they couldn't come in. But I know I wasn't going to die. Because on top of the wall, I made like glass on top of it. So if I were to back up, I wouldn't fall down and hurt myself. So I was just like, oh, walk around. Oh, so great.
But, the biggest thing about that game is it just, I don't know. I know there's some people that hate on it. It's just a very creative game.
Get your mind to thinking.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, podcast games.
Yeah.
You just turn it on, you turn off music.
Man, you should see some of those people, my goodness, that's out there. Like, there's one guy that does it, and he goes to different people's servers and just looks at the houses and stuff that they build. It's
crazy what people can do.
I don't, you know, it's, and I'm not an architect, so a lot of my stuff are just boxes. But I make really big boxes.
So they had one guy that made a 3D printer.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of shit that I've seen for Minecraft. The most recent one that I've seen was a working iPhone. Somebody had created a working iPhone in Minecraft to the point where you could hit the icons on the, you know, on the screen, and it would change the screen to a different, you know, something different. So it had contacts, it had the phone.
They have the redstone switches, so each you can build a very rudimentary computer on a very small scale. So I imagine that very small scale stretched for miles and miles of terrain of Minecraft.
Because that on the 3D,
you saw the phone thing he was playing with, but in the background you could see what he had created to run it.
Yeah,
was you've heard about the hard drive, right?
Yeah,
somebody had created a hard drive to store data and stuff like that. That's what he had created in the background that's running this. So he's got a full hard drive in the background and an iPhone that he's just stomping on the buttons to make things work.
On the 3D printer one that I saw, they had it, and then there was a stairway down. And when you went down, it had the thing. So it was like, if you do this, this is what it did. So they had it, and he had the guy with him, so it was like split screen. So he said, I'm going to whatever 3D printer that is. Then the other guy, you could see it, and you could see the things go whoosh. And it would just come out and just go like that, and to make it into what it was, so you could see the inner workings of how it was done.
Sweet.
Friggin' crazy. I'm like, that is way too many hours and way too many people on your server to do. That is crazy. You don't get no money out of it. It's just nuts.
It's just the fact that you made it.
I know, and that's the crazy part about it. Too many... Well, those are people that get hired for the Lego movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm in the Lego movie.
Goodness gracious.
I like the accelerator cannons. Those tickle me a little.
Bet they do. So, I didn't really play much more because I've been messing with bank shit. Have you done anything, Jason?
Finished Arrow Season 2. That's about it.
Finally caught up to me.
I was watching Arrow when it was on Hulu Plus.
And watched episode 1 of this season for The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
One episode. Yay.
Yay, one episode.
Fuck Walking Dead. I know I'm going to get a lot of hate for that, but fuck it.
I can't believe you would say that, Rusty.
Bring back Cartoon Network there, guy.
Way to go. You have to edit that now.
But.
Yeah. Yes, because I have all that power.
You do?
Yeah. So yeah, cannibals, that's all I'm going to say.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, I just saw a news thing. Somebody had ran over the Ten Commandments at the state capitol.
That's not cool.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the one that they were all worried about and the Satanic Monument was going to go up right next to?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one got run over. It's the rip, boom.
Oh, that's sad.
It's destroyed.
That's not cool.
Well, it's not cool, but...
Yeah, I don't think it's cool about them doing the Satanic Monument either.
Yeah. I've got somebody that I talk to just about every day about how stupid that shit goes. So,
but it's just a big pissing contest. I just don't know. It's just crazy.
So, do we want to take a break?
Yeah. Sure, because Rusty's only got a little bit left.
Yeah, we need to.
Oh yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, we need to get going.
Yep. Again.
But yeah, all right. So all I could say about the last part of season 2, Deathstroke. Love it.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Love it. You need to catch up.
Yeah, you gotta see that shit. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'll check it out at some point.
Alright.
I used to watch it on Hulu Plus.
Yeah?
I did. I liked it.
Are you current? Alright, well then I can watch that shit. It's on Netflix now.
Yeah,
get Netflix.
Spend money on that, so I'm good.
Alright, we're going to break.
We'll be back in a minute.
Boom, we're back.
Boom,
we're back.
Boom, hello, we're back. Beautiful boom. People. I missed you. Did you miss me?
I missed you, Carl.
I missed you. I know you're there.
Carl,
Mama. Tell her you love her. She misses you. She What'd does.
You, do? You got rid of the plastic.
Oh, wait. Did you miss the part where Carl put a bullet in his own mama?
Don't say that about Carl's mama. Carl. She's a saint.
Carl,
Daddy.
I think you're going to need to just quit talking about this altogether. Is there a few people that haven't seen the show? Carl, yeah, I feel like it's a pretty good show.
Carl, that's call Daddy, true. Too. He loves you. He didn't mean that's those words true. He said when you...
I have to transplant the plastic. I don't fucked all things up. Oh, look at that. It's kind of like wrapping cigarettes in a condom. Boom.
There you go.
I am safe.
Let's go ahead and start with recapping our question from last week.
What? Alright. Oh, do you have that up? Because I don't.
Fail, dude. With
oh,
the
I
PC.
Remember it. It said how many games.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm done now. You said you had it. You kicked me out.
Okay.
Well, how many games. Continue now.
How many different games are you trying to complete? What's on your plate? So we said, hurry up because we're doing this really quickly.
Boom!
Said Ren says, well, I have three at the moment. South Park Stick of Truth, Ninja Gaiden 2. Interesting. And Doom BFG Edition.
God, Ninja Gaiden's so amazing.
Trent.
You slam your head into a wall, yeah.
I love Ninja Gaiden. It's a good play.
Trent says, Alien Isolation, already finished. Running back three for Secrets and Collectibles. Also doing a review for the game. Dark Souls 2. Second go, but still need to finish the new DLC. I'm with him on that.
Dark Souls.
The Evil Within. Probably won't bother finishing it. Not liking it very much.
That's kind of interesting.
That is interesting. Shadows of Mordor, very cool. Borderlands pre-sequel, Planet with a Girl. And I'm starting Lords of the Fallen soon. So that was interesting. Did we have any on the other side of it?
Dave said just one. Terrorist Obletus Terrorum.
Hold on. You just stop that right there.
Stop it.
I can't read
stop
it.
No.
Stop.
Here's why I'm going to stop you, because next week I'm playing this. Terrorist Obletus Terrarium.
Then he said he'll keep the end jokes to himself.
Exactly.
What it is, it's the name of the custom tabletop that we're playing on November the 4th.
Yeah.
So, with about 5 people.
Yeah.
Who's
so,
all playing?
Obviously, that's
me,
what...
John, my friend Dave, Carrie, and then other David.
Okay.
And I think that's it, actually.
Gotcha. Yep.
And then Exodus Dirge said, Assassin's Creed 4. Thief, you probably shouldn't even finish Thief, just giving you my opinion right now.
Saints Row the Fourth,
Watch Dogs, Xenogears, Bravely Default, The Legend of Heroes, Trails in the Sky, and The Wolf Among Us. John said Wasteland 2, Massive Chalice, Destiny, and Warframe, though I suppose you can't complete the latter two, but whatever.
Yeah.
And Holly said, I'm trying to complete the game of getting a house by the end of the month.
Well, that's a she's doing game. The same thing I'm doing, essentially.
That's a hell of a game.
Mm-hmm. I think she's a little bit unrealistic because she started after me.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say something earlier. I don't know if anyone's watched it or not, but if you haven't, you need to go to YouTube and check out the most epic safety video ever, and it's for New Zealand Air.
Oh yeah, I saw that today.
Did you see that?
That's amazing.
If you love Lord of the Rings, you need to go watch that video.
It's
8 minutes long, and it's so amazing.
It's the very first time that I paid attention to the entire spiel.
I know Peter Jackson's in it. The dude who played not Bilbo Baggins, but it was Bilbo Baggins, yeah. Frodo's in it. He's straight up in that mug. It's amazing. New Zealand Air is the choice for Middle Earth. It's so amazing. So you definitely have to go check that out.
Interesting.
It's my bit of news for the day.
Yeah.
That's the only news I got. Oh, so amazing. They have all the music. Oh, so amazing. I watched it 4 times. I'm not going to lie to you. Oh.
All right. So, with that...
Stop rushing me.
It's quite amazing.
All right. So, we got a couple things here. All right. So, news that I've pulled up that's interesting and rapid fire. Dragon Age Inquisition's ESRB ratings reveal sexual content. Duh.
It's not going to be sexual. It's going to be a really awkward cutscene.
Well, I mean, duh. One of the very first games that you could have a male-on-male relationship in was Dragon Age. And, yeah, go ahead.
It made Rusty feel very awkward and questioning sexuality.
Actually, remember me going off about Dragon Age 2 and
Anders
having the having the surprise kiss from Anders. I was not going for that. I was just trying to be friendly, and you were like, "Nom, I don't want your sucking face. Just go away." I put a knife in him though. I felt vindicated.
He's homophobic. That's a hate crime.
Well, he tried to destroy the world, so I had to knife his ass.
Wow.
You know, it's okay to friend zone. That's all I do to them. I just friend zoned them.
No. It's what I was trying to do was friend zone, but he went and sucked face, man. I don't know. He's all like vacuum suck.
Maybe perhaps you gave the wrong signal.
It was definitely the wrong fucking signal.
That's your fault. He saw the Woody in your pocket.
Oh,
he went for it.
Dude, that's your fault, not his. He's just reading off of what you're throwing out.
He saw the loot you kept in your pants.
Oh, God. That was epic loot, too. All right, so. all right, so Outlast 2 is in development, so we're going to have a new set of game from Red Barrels, and they have a fairly scary looking fucking face right here on a picture.
It really is.
And yeah, I'm looking forward to that, even though the first one fucking stressed me the hell out. So that's cool. And let's see, Titanfall is getting a 4-player co-op mode, kind of like Horde mode.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I guess. It's wave-based frontier defense is what it's called. So it is going to be... it'll be interesting to see what they do with it, but I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that, because I kind of like Titanfall the way it is.
I'd play Horde mode.
Yeah.
You got to adapt and overcome, my friend. If not, you're going to lay dormant and die.
Let's see. First inklings of what Microsoft will do with Minecraft.
Mass produce it and make it awesome.
It says they alluded to the fact that various versions of Minecraft for console, PC, and mobile offer different experiences. And they want to bring the whole system together a little more.
Aww, look at them trying to clean up and trim off the loose fat.
So, and
but what you were saying just a second ago, how can you do that on a console?
Well, maybe
makes you buy for that Xbox One,
right?
Makes you buy that extra hard drive space,
right?
Yeah.
Hey guys, we need you to buy the extra large hard drive space.
I don't know exactly.
I could think of is that maybe it stores some of the information elsewhere. But I know that that game. Like, I've set it at 8 gigs of RAM usage because of what it is, but it's just essentially a Java app. That's the thing, and Java can only do so much.
Yep.
There's plenty of ways to actually, like, be able to create a world that can, you know, that's continuous, but you only have access to a certain block at a time.
It does that on PC, but I think it's just that file size just grows and grows and grows.
Hey, if we can find a technology to revive a dead heart for real... We can find a way to make that work.
Mm-hmm. So,
did you hear about that? It was amazing. And they have 2 people that got them.
Well, they're actually going to be meeting with the Minecraft community and finding out what their desire is for the franchise.
That's cool.
So that's kind of neat. Let's see here. The developers for Far Cry 4 say that linear games are going to suffer in the market.
Oh no.
Because open-ended games are becoming the norm for these big franchises. Like Dragon Age is going more open world. Witcher is going open world.
I think it'll work in Dragon Age's favor because that game... Like the first one, you just traveled point to point. It was a sequence of locations.
Well, the second
one. And the second one was a location in a couple of places.
Right. Well, the second one
really
was
needs
3 maps, redone in various different ways.
It was like a mobile home that kept moving around the front. It was. Like, they're just like, oh, but you can't enter this door. We blocked that one off, so this one's open.
Hey, you know Mama's taking a shower. Go out the back door. Go out the back door.
But, yeah, they're trying to say that things, the higher quality games are starting to become more open world and less linear. So if you create a linear game in this open world era, then it's going to suffer.
I don't agree with that because, I mean, there are some...
Is that their way of saying they just don't want to adapt to an open world game?
No, that's their way of saying that everything else sucks, that it's not open world, and I don't agree with that because you got games like Metro that I liked a lot that was very linear, but was very good. It was a very structured experience.
It was a very excellently structured experience.
Last of Us, which was extremely linear, but... like one of the best games to come out in the last 10 years.
I think Matt would hate that statement because he does not like open world games.
I think if he was here, he'd be having an aneurysm.
I think he'd be, oh, excuse me, I can cite 9 games that are awesome as linear.
I tend to agree with him. I think that I think it's just the flavor.
But not everybody likes open world games, though. That's the thing, though. I mean,
I go back and forth between what I like. I mean, it's just a
different game. You don't have to have an open world on everything. You need that linear in them.
Well, linear used to be the way to tell a story, and that was very story-based games were built linear so that the story didn't get mixed up.
Yeah.
But there's other games out there that have a linear storyline, but allows you the freedom to be able to go do other things as well.
I just don't like it when they tell you that a game is way longer than it is.
Right.
Because they got a bunch of crap quests.
Like exactly.
Assassin's Creed Black Flag had a lot of crap quests. And a few really good side quests, but most of the side quests felt like just padding.
Yeah, when you build a game as like a 40 to 60 hour experience, but when you can get through the story missions in 20.
Well, it's like you had Saints Row the 4th and Saints Row 3. The side missions were pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some padding, but you knew what was padding. That's the thing. Like, it was very clear this is not a side mission. This is an activity. This is something you can do. There are a few things that you can do. Here's some races that you can do if you're bored.
Yeah.
But here's the main story, and here's the main side missions, and that's, I don't know.
Well, and GTA 5 did the same thing.
Well, it's like Skyrim made it extremely obvious.
Right.
Here's your optional quests.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I remember. We'll keep revolving and revolving.
I remember I was supposed to go back down to that town when I was like level 5. And I was like, I'm going to go out in the world and become a man. And then, like, level 60, I'm like, oh, I guess I should go back down to that town. So it's like, I left home when I was 5, and I came back a man. And
then you're one-shotting fools with your fist.
It was hilarious.
But you could never over-level. They let the environment level around you, so it was always the same difficulty.
Yeah.
You just had more skills.
But I came back home at level 60, and I was like, I feel good. I've got my skills built up. I feel good. I
got my Daedric arrows going.
Yep. Now, here's the thing, though. Like we were talking at work. I never played Red Dead Redemption, but I loved Red Dead Revolver. And
Red Dead Redemption's a bitter game.
Yeah, but with Red Dead Revolver, to me, you went from here to here to here to here, so it was very linear, but they also let you get on that horse and go all over town.
That's Red Dead Redemption.
Was that Red Dead Redemption?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does it like that, too.
But I thought Red Dead Revolver... Oh, that's right, I did play Red Dead Redemption, too. Red Dead Revolver was just boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
I always liked the pig dude at the circus. He was always fun throwing that... chunking that dynamite at you. But yeah, so I did play Red Dead Redemption. But I like getting on the horse and just traveling around. You'd run into things and kill them. So you can have a linear and a... You don't have to always have open world, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, I actually kind of prefer open worlds.
Yeah.
Just because it gives me the freedom to be like, you know what, I don't want to do this main quest. I want to go ahead and just do the side quest or explore or whatever.
Well, I kind of like sandbox games. I mean, I'm one of those people that will go between different types of games. I mean, Civ is really a sandbox game.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, if you...
There is no story campaign for any of the Sid Meier's Civ or Alpha Centauri or Beyond Earth games.
No.
Yeah. So like I said, I mean, you don't every game has to be open world.
Yeah.
But there are people that like linear, and that's all they want to play. So saying that it's going to suffer, I don't know if you can really say that.
Yeah, it's just the industry, if you make it linear in the industry is going to suffer when compared to the open world games is what they were saying.
I tend to disagree with that, though.
I don't really see that, though.
I
you know, there are certain things people expect to be a little bit more linear, and that is your standard traditional shooters are always going to sell a bunch. You know, your Call of Duties, your Halos. People are going to expect it to trend more linear. You know.
Well, I think the big difference, or at least, you know, I don't want to continue this discussion forever. However, the big thing that I do like about linear games is you tend to have different set locations for every scenario.
Mm-hmm.
So they set up a series of chapters, so to speak, and you get that experience, which to me is fun. Mm-hmm. Whereas in open world, most of the time, it's just a big area, and you can kind of just go do whatever you want. And that area usually doesn't have the same kind of variety because the structured experience isn't the same.
True.
Unless it's Fallout. That's good.
Right. Let's see. Last one before we get into the bigger discussion here is... if you are a fan of Hearthstone, it is coming to Android tablets, iPhone, and Android phones in 2015. So you'll be able to play that game on
my phone.
On the phone. And that's really where they were trying to go for. Did he, like, fall into the... Oh, Jesus. All right, so that's pretty interesting because I do have that.
I think that lends itself to a touchscreen.
Yeah, well, yeah. That game was built for touchscreen. I played it on PC, and it's there, but it makes more sense to click and drag that shit to where it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
So, and that's the way that they made it, but they only made it for the iPads originally, and just left the Android market out completely. So... that going to Android is going to open that game up to a lot more people, including me on my phone, because I will play the fuck out of that whenever I've got nothing to do.
It's kind of like SuperCard.
Kind of. Only it's a Blizzard game. That said...
big discussion.
Well, we'll go ahead and just dabble on this.
Give us the basics.
The story, the most recent story, on an ongoing saga over the past couple weeks... is that a video game critic ended up having to cancel a speech because of a death threat. And this is part of just one thing that's part of a bigger thing called Gamergate. And Gamergate really is just one of those things that went completely the fuck off the wall, and a lot of people that are part of it.
So explain to me what Gamergate is, because for one reason or another, I'm on their, like, don't judge me, but I'm on their sub list, as I am with a shitload of other sites. But all I ever get from them is, like, it gives me random deals the week on different things, which, that's what I thought Gamergate is. What is Gamergate?
Well, Gamergate
is... it a blog site, or...?
Well, it started off as a campaign, and there's... and I didn't really get really deep into it because I really don't like where it's gone. It had something to do with working with the talking about game industry and it rapidly turned into the females in the game industry. And then when it became females in the game industry, it became hate on these females, and it started getting really, really bad.
So is it just on their message board, or what?
Well, it was, it's a Twitter tag. It started in, like, I think it was 4chan or something like that, that started it.
Because everything good comes from 4chan.
Well, this is where a lot of people are saying it came from, because... 4chan starts a lot of these different things, and they get a lot of bad rap for what they do, because it is a den for trolls. But it became real very quickly when they started contacting these female developers for games and saying that they're the reason why these games aren't great, and then they started doing death threats and stuff like that, and then this term came up within few weeks.
I'm not sub to their letter. Thought it was, but it wasn't.
The term came up just in the last few weeks called doxing somebody. Now, apparently, doxing is finding out personal information for of a person, their name, their real name, address, phone numbers, things like that, and then posting that on something that they, you know, like their Twitter feed or something like that, so that people would have access to this person's address, which then gets the crazies involved with saying, I've got your address, I know that you have three children, and I'm going to kill you.
Here's the thing, once that happens, you should contact the correct authorities.
Well, that's what's going on, but there's a problem with that. It's because of the anonymity of the internet. They don't know exactly who is doing these things. Now, there's discussions like, people can pull IP addresses for these and ultimately track down these perpetrators that are doing it. But the reason why this particular
lines, get the FBI involved.
Well, and that's what they've got the FBI involved in this because of this, the state police and local police for this particular situation where they canceled the speech. Yeah, the speech was going on in a high school, and it was in Utah. And because there is a concealed carry law in there, in that state, they couldn't fully guarantee the speaker's safety. Mm. And because of that, she ended up canceling the whole thing.
Too.
Because
I would too.
I don't know whether or not person A or B outside the mm-hmm. this thing that's tied to Gamergate.
Well, you can't commit. You couldn't be a felon and own a gun, so I don't know why you'd be.
It doesn't matter.
You can't. That's the whole argument with the gun control is if you make them register it, you'll take the guns out of the bad people's hands. But bad people find ways to get guns.
Well, okay, without getting into the gun control argument, what the thing that just baffles me about the whole thing is you're letting some 13-year-old dictate what you do with your life.
Well,
it's called fear.
Yes, and that's exactly it. It's fear. I mean, when
it comes down to it, you don't know who that person is.
There's, well-known people, including Felicia Day. You know, she stayed out of the Gamergate thing as long as she could because she's a well-known actress, she's a well-known gamer, and she is pro games and anything that she does.
Right.
And she stayed away from it as long as possible because she was afraid of having been doxxed. Online, finding out her real name, her real address, her phone numbers, and harassing her.
I think Felicia Day's name may not really be Felicia Day.
Right. Well, the thing is, though, is as soon as she posted one thing about being afraid that happened, somebody doxed her a few minutes later.
You know what pisses me off, though, is letting that really get to you. I mean, there are ways. Okay, so I'm not as computer savvy as I used to be. I'll admit that right away. I have a 10-year-old computer science degree. And there are things that I don't know or just are not in practice enough to do. However, I knew enough about IP address forwarding that when we had... So a long time ago, we had, I want to say, 20 episodes in. Before I actually knew you guys.
Yep.
There was somebody that hacked our website and posted a looped GIF of somebody getting their head cut off. And it said something in, a different language. I don't know. I don't remember exactly who it was. The long short of it is, I got with our host provider at the time, and they asked me if I wanted to press charges. And I was like, no, but can you tell me, I was like, I went ahead and I did some research, and I found out who changed my website. Is their IP that this is forwarding to
Wait,
for sale?
No. That happened shortly after you met us. I remember all this shit.
It would have been about
yeah.
6 months after I started working where I work.
Yep.
Anyways, so the long short of it is I found out that their domain was up for sale. Mm-hmm. I bought the said domain, and I set it for 2 years to auto-forward to a gay porn site. So if you type in their address, it auto-forwards to that, and I own the domain still. So anyways, it's just an auto pointer at this point, but I haven't maintained it or anything like that. Maybe they rehacked it, who cares? It was just to get back at you for fucking with me kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, I just took action. Now, was any of that legal? I don't know. I guess it was, because I was able to purchase a domain.
Right.
And what they did to me would have essentially been cyber terrorism, but at the same time, I wasn't afraid because these are people a country away. If I'm, as an adult that's not well armed and not, you know, I didn't take a lot of balls to do that, why be afraid of a bunch of fucking kids that are just running you over? The instant that you say that this affects you, they'll let it affect you.
Well, the problem is this is all blown up because it all started revolving around relationships between journalists and developers and blah blah blah, and then sexism in games.
Right. Okay. Well,
so everybody's blowing this way out of proportion.
Mm-hmm. But I want to add
because
something.
You know, you have this side saying we're over sexualizing women in games, both in the real world and in the virtual world, and then you have these guys who this side is where the threats originate saying leave shit alone.
You're gonna have to get going.
I'll say your point and then I'll say my point.
Here's my thing. The reason why I can see it being so big is this. You're a single person, okay?
Right.
Everyone knows that. I'm married with kids. Rusty's single, but Jason's married, but he doesn't have kids, right? So, if you're a female, right, and you get doxxed, what is it, doxxed? Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
They say, oh, I know who you are and where you live. That's a little bit different. You could be like, okay, and you could do one thing. I'm doxxed, and they say, hey, I know you, I know your wife, I know you have two small children. Now, I am worried not for me. You know, you're going to shoot me, you're going to shoot me, or whatever. But my family had nothing to do with this. And now I'm worried for my family's safety. I work 7 a.m. to 5, 6, 7 at night. What if my wife comes home with the kids in the car on a Wednesday and there's someone waiting at my house and they do something to my kids? And that's what I'm saying.
But you're not John F. Kennedy. There is not a documented case right now of somebody actually following through the death threat on anyone.
But it's the same tactics that mob uses.
It doesn't matter.
They go after your family, and any person says, hey, you have no right to mess with my family, and now I'm scared. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're doing.
Well, this is the sad part. Threat of bodily harm is as much of a crime.
Well, I agree that it's a crime, but in Earl's case, I understand where you're coming from.
Because hey, so-and-so was here and told me they were your friend. I'm like, I don't know that person. They're like, well, they came and they said, and now they know where I live. I'm on the offense.
But who's going to invest in a plane ticket because Assassin's Creed 5 sucked? You know what I mean?
But maybe they know somebody that lives here, and that's their friend. They're like, hey, go scare this guy. The mob uses that technique all the time.
And you know what I say to anybody that does that? Bring it the fuck on. I will wreck your day.
Well,
you better
come fucking
armed.
But not everybody has the giant cojones we do.
Right, well...
Well, I'm not saying it. I'm just... If somebody... Some sniveling little fuckface on the internet is going to threaten me over the internet by finding my IP and saying... Oh, this is where you live. Look me up on the fucking white pages, you fucking cunt. I will wreck your fucking
day. That is true. How many times in online gaming has there been some little pissant make some...
Did your parents just go through a divorce? That's why I'm paying
exactly.
attention to you.
Well, there's a difference between that type of thing, though, and what they're doing. Because... They
that actually got me legit mad there for a second.
Yeah, well, there's the biggest difference between your situation and what's going on right now is that they're targeting females. And right now, they're targeting females with not only their address and phone number, which really shouldn't be posted all over the internet anyway.
Right.
But they're saying, I know you. I know your habits. I know where you're going. I know your if you have kids. I know your husband and where he works. I know what's going to happen. I'm going to be there one of those days that you don't expect me. I'm going to rape you. Okay, and that's enough for any person. I don't care who the fuck you are to sit there and really think about it, because they've got all this information on you. Whether or not that's really going to happen.
Now, I know where you're going to be like, fucking bring it on, but when it comes down to a lady that's going down the road and pulls into her house and finds a fucking car across the street, she's going to always look at that car and say...
I'm just employing some sort of logic. There's nothing... The anonymity of the internet allows some asshole or some kid to say whatever the fuck they want, and that's where it has always stopped. I mean, it's... Yeah, there have been the people that have swatted people.
Mm-hmm.
And there are legit charges that brought. If somebody swats me, fuck it. You know, I mean, there's nothing that's really going to happen. I'll be like, yeah, I run a podcast and somebody hates me.
But
though I can say honestly, from a husband's point of view, I can tell you if that happened with my wife, I would have to be at home. Right then.
Right. Well, and that's the thing.
I mean, you don't know who the person is. It's some random face. They should be like, well, they were, you know, my wife will be like, oh, it's brown hair.
Trust me, my protection gland would go into overdrive.
Well, yeah.
And that's the scary part.
The, you know, and what it boils down to is sure, it may be a bunch of 13-year-olds using Twitter with the Gamergate thing and spewing hate that's altogether fucking commonplace, really, on 4chan and a lot of the other places that trolls reside. But the addition of personal information and being able to find out a person's habits and the fact that they're targeting females in the game industry is sowing a bit of hate and fear into them. It may not have happened yet, but any one of them could be the first. And they don't want to be the first. So there's people, you know, these ladies and, you know, and the people that are being targeted by this, they have to really double and triple check everything that they're doing.
Yeah. Just
to make sure that they're not the first one that one of those fucking crazies makes good on that threat.
Yeah. It reminds me a little bit, and this may not be the best example, but something that needs to happen. You remember when there was that game going on where people would run up to somebody and randomly knock them out?
Yep.
And then finally somebody shot somebody.
Yep.
And then it kind of lost some populator pretty quick. If somebody's going to run up to me and try to knock me out, yes, I will, again, if I'm quick enough, I'm going to try to wreck that person's day.
Right.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, until somebody stands up to one of these fuckers, like, until the FBI, like, throws some serious-ass charges, like, oh, yeah, you ran that threat on the internet, 10 years in jail of ass rape prison.
But you got to remember, though, there's so many people on Twitter that say one little thing, and now they're in jail for 10 years. They just need to get the right.
But there are things you can't say. I mean, it's like you can't threaten the president, and you can't put a death threat, you know, on the internet. It's just like that guy that made the death threat against Gabe, and then they pulled his game. Like, he is never ever going to make another game.
Right. Well,
nobody's going to sell your shit, dude.
This has gotten way out of hand, and with the original thing being that sexualization of female characters in games, and
that ties together.
It blew way out of proportion.
That's where it all started.
Because there was one female, developer, and I forget her name or whatnot, but she ended up speaking out against, you know, these people, and she was the very first person to be doxxed. Like, you know, under Gamergate. I don't think they used the tag at that time, but they, you know, she, I can't even remember what game it was either, but she spoke out against these trolls that were doing that, and then they posted personal information, and then somebody contacted her by phone or something like that and said that they were going to rape her in her home.
Yeah.
And that they were right down the road. And that was enough
especially the woman, because no matter what, unless you're a big bodybuilder, an average woman can be, you know, you could have all the training in the world, but if someone catches you off guard, what are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? And it's just scary, man.
And this is the type of shit that does not need to be, you know, in this, you know, in the circle. I mean, games were meant to be fun. They're meant to be a time waster. They're meant to bring people together and things like that. And people like Felicia Day is really going and saying, you know, that this is a terrible thing, but it's not representing the gamers out there. There's plenty of
a percentage of a percent.
Yeah, it's a small group of people that's causing this amount of hate to become way blown out of proportion, and while these threats are illegal and they're very dangerous, it's not all gamers that's doing it. So, and she's really, you know, pointing out there, even though I've been targeted now, it's not all gamers, and not all gamers are terrible like this, so please don't, you know, don't bring it out like that.
It's like any kind of terrorism, the extremists, they give the bad people a bad name. Gamers are not bad, but there are those extremists that are. It happens in anything that there becomes extremist. Yeah. It makes everybody look bad.
So if you're one of those people out there that's even thought about doing anything that has to do with Gamergate, I'm going to tell you right now, if I know you, I will personally kick your ass. That's stupid.
Why not just turn them in? Call the cops and turn them in.
Well, you could.
I'm just saying, that's the best course of action.
But Justin brought up a good point. One person just needs to get their ass whooped for it, and that will...
One person needs to go to prison, and they show that this is serious.
I think somebody needs to get ass raped in prison.
Listen, I'm not... I'm a lot of things, but, I mean, if I found out somebody was part of that and they were doing that doxing thing, I would turn them in, I would call the authorities and do that, because... That's not right what they're doing. You don't call someone, whether it's a guy or a girl, and say, hey, I know you live, blah, blah, blah. I mean, what do you, first thing you do? Yeah, sure you do. Yeah, I do. I can see you. You're in the living room giving your kids food. Your front window is open, and you're wearing a red shirt and shorts. How do you know that? Because I'm watching you. That's not right. That is so wrong. That instills so much fear, and you don't want to leave your house.
And I guess with me, it instills so much rage.
A woman with kids, that is scary. 12-gauge shotgun.
Ch-ch. You're going to get that Moss burger?
You betcha.
But that's just scary for a woman. That really
I agree with you, Earl, but I still think these guys need to get their ass beat hard.
There's no place for it at all, and it just needs to fucking stop.
It's not being public proper. It really isn't.
What the hell?
So...
Rusty's got to go. Anyway, he is late.
We could discuss and discuss this and discuss this. The point is, we're going to go over the same point. All of us feel the same way about it.
It's fucking stupid.
Exactly.
So with that, what's our question, Rusty?
Well, what the fuck do you feel about Gamergate? And
how about this? I've got a way of phrasing it.
Oh, phrasing.
So how do we stop the shit that's happened with Gamergate?
Yeah. Well. I don't know how you would stop it.
It's the best course of action to stop it.
Well, I don't know.
You know, for people who don't know what it is, we'll link the story and the question. How do you feel like this should be resolved?
Shoot, at this point, there's a whole Wikipedia page dedicated to this shit.
Yeah, this...
So link that, Jason.
Yeah, yes. I mean, how do you feel about Gamergate and its... I don't know.
What it is.
Effect on the gamer community.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a better way of saying it. How do you feel? Okay. Yeah, go with your phrasing.
Phrasing.
Let Jason write that up.
You want to write that? Okay.
Make sure you spell things properly. Don't spell Costner with a K. It's a C.
I did that just for you.
Hey, listen. My point was made. People love that movie.
So, all right. What else did we have?
That's pretty much it on my side, and I'm about to like get up and bolt walk. Out.
Yep. You're so mad.
It's okay. I have something I've got to do. So
prior engagements. That's not
good. I'm just gonna leave this here.
Good segue to leave.
So that's it, guys. Don't forget, Gauntlet is Dota 2 on November 8th at 10 p.m. Central. Unless you actually respond to the posts and tell us something different.
We got to do something with Wasteland 2.
Yeah. Oh, guys. Yeah. And before we forget,
we do have a winner.
We do.
We rolled the dice. We tallied the numbers. We rechecked it 5 times.
Mr. Ronaldo.
Yay, Ronaldo!
You win, sir.
You get a copy of Wasteland 2.
You will love it.
End on a sour note. Now, as far as new games, you've got Sunset Overdrive. You got Lords of the Fallen coming out next week. You have Sid Meier's Beyond Earth that is out right now. Borderlands, the pre-sequel that is out right now. Next month, we're going to have Assassin's Creed Rogue and Unity. along with Dragon Age 3. And those are our big releases for everything coming out soon. I could tell you that with very... Oh, Bayonetta is out again.
Yep.
On review.
All right. I'm out of here.
All right, Rusty's out. Peace. We're about to close the show anyway.
So you tilt casters and just making a quick peruse.
I don't think there's anything really that big.
I don't think so either, but you never know.
All right.
Yeah, pretty much Lords of Fallen, Sunset Overdrive. Dang. Yeah, that's like it for October.
Yep. I knew that would be it for
Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
Ooh, that's on Xbox 360.
Oh, yeah, that's a big release.
On November 4th.
Casey's excited. It's because on Xbox 360.
Binding of Isaac Rebirth on the 4th.
That's what I'll be
playing. Ooh! What comes out later this month for Xbox 360?
Oh, is there, there's a wrestling game in there.
I believe so. I know for the PS4 and the Xbox One, it's in November. But it should be October 20. Should be dropping... A couple days.
Oh, Bayonetta 2's out now.
Hey, that's what I just said.
Isn't there one coming out like October 25th?
What's that game, Earl?
It should be WWE 2K15. Should be. Hold on. Let me go find the date. Hold on.
It's not on the site I use for these.
Well, of course it's not, because you're prejudiced.
We got Assassin's Creed Unity on the 11th, Master Chief Collection for Halo out on the 11th. Master Chief. Assassin's Creed Rogue also on the 11th. Let's see here. Dragon Age Inquisition comes out on the 18th, along with Far Cry 4. Grand Theft Auto 5 comes to the PS4 and Xbox One on November 18th. Escape Dead Island comes out on the 18th.
Okay. WWE 2K15, October 28th.
There we go.
Oh, I'm excited.
All right, there we go.
You got it in. I'm so excited.
You got it in.
Oh, I'm so excited. Now, for Xbox One and PlayStation 4, it's not until November, but for like Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3, it's the 28th.
So that's pretty much what we got. Find us at always at tiltcast.com. Find us at Twitter and Facebook /tiltcast. Search for us on iTunes and Stitcher. Rate us, please. We like it. And...
friends of the show.
I was going to say, and Twitch, which we're going to try to do more of with Gauntlet and stuff.
We ought to just do Gauntlet on Twitch.
Right?
That's a good idea.
That still is a good idea.
And we can.
That's twitch.com/tiltcast.
And then, as far as everything else, find Friends of the Show for the Love of Gaming, elseworldspodcast.com, thecarouselpodcast.com. You also have noquarters.net and bmfcast.com, as well as tvgp.tv that did great things. And with that, that's the end of the show, and we got to come up with an episode title.
Woohoo!
So, we will see you guys...
see you guys a week and a half from now or so.
Well, for them, it'll be a week.
I'm going to miss y'all so much.
We'll see you guys later.
Bye!
And, again, congrats, Ren.
Good job!